USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse was reportedly carrying hazardous materials. Dave Collins with more.
On Wednesday, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the ship was hauling nearly 60 containers filled with hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and that some of the containers were breached, creating a sheen on the water. He said a full investigation into the matter could take 1 to 2 years.
The White House is announcing the rescheduling of a critical meeting with Israeli officials in Washington. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has consented to proceed with discussions about a potential military operation in southern Gaza. Earlier this week, Israel had called off the delegation after the U.S. backed a U.N. Security Council resolution urging an immediate ceasefire. This, as new public polling from Gallup finds a 55% majority of Americans now disapprove of Israel's war against Hamas. The NCAA planning to urge states to prohibit prop betting on college athletes. USA's John Schaefer.
The NCAA stated that it will actively lobby state gambling boards to restrict proposition betting on individual student athletes. Prop betting entails gambling on specific player statistics, such as points scored or turnovers committed. NCAA officials emphasize that this initiative aims to deter potential cheating and protect young players from harassment.
The State Department offering a big reward after a ransomware group hacked into United Healthcare. It happened back in February. The group managed to hack into a subsidiary that manages payment systems for most of the country's hospitals. This week, the State Department said they're offering a $10 million reward for information that would lead to the identification or location of those involved in the cyber attack. This is USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A Texas law granting police the authority to detain individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the southern border remains suspended. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has affirmed a prior ruling that deemed SB 4 unconstitutional. Texas public safety officials have said the law would only allow officers to arrest those they see crossing the Rio Grande. Inflation and price hikes continue to weigh heavily on businesses, with one discount chain also announcing a new price increase. USA's Laura Winters.
You're going to have to dig deeper when you go to Dollar Tree. It's becoming $1.50 Tree, raising its prices again. The discount store revealing in an earnings call that its price point will now start at $1.50, up from $1.25, with some items selling for $5 to $7 in a special aisle.
Donald Trump is extending a warm reception to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s entrance into the presidential race through a post on Truth Social. Trump labeled Kennedy as the most, quote, radical left contender in the field. Additionally, Trump said he believes RFK Jr.'s candidacy will draw votes away from President Biden. In a gesture of reconciliation in Florida, the governor and Mickey Mouse are declaring a ceasefire. Disney and a committee led by Governor Ron DeSantis have reached a settlement with the goal of resolving all litigation between them. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.